Location, location, location. In California's Marin County, just north of San Francisco, are 275 acres of spectacular property. They're on a peninsula jutting into San Francisco Bay with panoramic views of the water and mountains, the stuff of dreams for real estate developers. There's just one problem. The property is home to San Quentin Prison. From Marin County, Marjorie Sun reports on the debate over the death row prison and its property.
This year, the infamous San Quentin Prison is 150 years old.
This wall was put in 1854. The wall post that you see there is also the wall post that was designed in 1854 and has been in place since.
Lieutenant Fernell Crittenden gives a tour of the sprawling complex. Inside this fortress of faded yellow stucco walls is a hodgepodge of mostly drab old buildings. It's crammed to double its capacity with prisoners, nearly 6,000 men convicted of felonies. 582 of them have been sentenced to death. On a recent morning, dozens of prisoners mill around outside, dressed in baggy blue denim shirts and pants.
Oh, hey, Lonnie, how are you?
I didn't think we were going to get a chance to see you today.
The debate to shut down this facility has dragged on for decades. That's because to close San Quentin, the state legislature first would have to pass a law to move death row to another prison. Steve Green is a top official from the state correctional agency.
Communities are not lining up to take death row inmates. So it's a difficult political problem. And we've already had some resistance, and I expect more.
For many inmates, their families and their lawyers, keeping the prison here is critical. Marvin Much is an inmate who's vice chairman of a prisoner's advisory council.
With the resources that the Bay Area provides, the volunteerism, the moderate liberal politics that are prevalent in this area support the type of programs that San Quentin provides and is unique in providing. I don't see it happening in much other areas.
But the state is beginning to take a harder look at relocating the prison because of its mounting costs. It's spending a fortune to upgrade the aging buildings. All told, San Quentin costs the state $30 million more a year to operate than a comparable prison downstate that's modern, a steep price to pay when the state is running a deficit. The land itself could be a bonanza for the state and real estate developers, as much as $660 million, according to a state study last year. That revenue could be enough to pay for another prison. Bill McCubbin is the CEO of Orion Partners, the largest local commercial real estate company. He says the county has virtually no place else to grow.
If you look at Marin County right now, only 2% of the land mass that exists today is developable for the future. And that means we have to take care of our problems of housing, commercial development, and a little bit of retail development within that 2%.
Some local politicians say relocating San Quentin would solve another problem. A new ferry terminal at the site could help alleviate traffic congestion between Marin and San Francisco. Steve Kinsey is a Marin County official whose district includes the prison.
Every reasonable eye that looks at this piece of the Bay Area realizes 150 years later, there's a wider array of community needs that could be served on that site.
Governor Gray Davis, who's up for re-election this fall, hasn't stuck his neck out on the San Quentin issue. But if he's re-elected for one last term, he may have more political latitude to press for relocating death row. For its part, Marin County is preparing for the day when the state does make its move. This week, a new county advisory group is meeting to discuss how best to use this land to meet Marin's growing needs. After having death row in its backyard for so long, many in Marin say now it's someone else's turn. For NPR News, I'm Marjorie Sun in San Quentin, California.